there is a growing number of indicators showing that we have finally arrived at a kind of monetary apocalypse in which we print money ad infinitum into a bottomless pit, generating not only fiscal distortions, but also inevitably financial crises every 5 to 10 years. Among the many harmful effects of infinite debt issuance, the Cantillon effect, a term coined more than 2 centuries ago in England, stands out, in which those close to the monetary spigot benefit from abundant and low-cost credit, versus those who are farther away and receive, in comparison, a slight mist. In addition to the harmful effects of such excessive monetary mass issuance, namely hyperinflation or excessive inflation, which is nothing but taxation without representation, unemployment, and confiscation. Liberalism and its seed, capitalism, in its most recent and galloping version, would be better served if we move towards a growing separation of state money, a kind of monetary Calvinism, using it for new forms of sound money, less susceptible to the whims of central power,